During my second prayer with day one, I was focused on the extract from Psalm 139. There were again distractions at the beginning of the prayer and an odd interaction with what appeared to be God. But my response to this character was to go limp and floppy like a rag doll. My spiritual director on the spiritual exercises had said to me in one of our conversations about what happens in prayer, if something feels odd, it probably is odd. I think I may have objected at the time, but I've never forgotten it, and it comes to mind whenever I realise that something is odd in my prayer. On my spiritual direction course, they talked about St. Bernard, I think it was St. Bernard, who once had a vision that Jesus appeared to him, dressed as a Roman legionary. The point of discerning if this vision really was Jesus is that it did not seem like him. In the rules for discernment for the second week, Ignatius says, it is characteristic of the evil one to fight against such happiness and consolation by proposing fallacious reasonings, subtleties, and continual deceptions. It is a mark of the evil spirit to assume the appearance of an angel of light. He begins by suggesting thoughts that are suited to a devout soul and ends up by suggesting his own. For example, he will suggest holy and pious thoughts that are wholly in conformity with the sanctity of the soul. Afterwards, he will endeavour little by little to end by drawing the soul into his hidden snares and evil designs. The point here is that not everything that appears to be God or of God is God or of God. There are times when we may be dealing with the imposter. Discernment is the process by which we learn to recognise what is of God and what is fallacious reasonings, subtleties, and deception.